Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward. XX. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies, you're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the spicy pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it, like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.
All right, so this is our awkward pillow talk
Yeah.
stories. And this one we're going to call our first female photo shoot.
Yep.
So we had this crazy idea
You had this crazy idea.
I had. I'm always looking for something creative and different to do.
I mean, and I usually, like, you know, they're decent ideas and I go with them, but this one was, like, I didn't understand it at first, but then once you, like, fully explained it to me and, like, walked me through the steps on what you were talking about, it was like, that is pretty good. But, like, it took me a minute to get there.
Yeah, essentially, it's the idea of, I think I discussed it in one of the previous podcasts.
I think so.
But it's the idea of, you know, we have this erotic magazine, and we open it to a random scene, and then we recreate it. Now, we had reached out to this creator. I don't remember if it was through FET or something else. It doesn't matter. But she was coming around our way. She was attractive, you know?
Yeah. She was a little bit older, but, like, you know, nothing wrong with that.
Was she older?
I thought she was a little bit older.
I feel like she's my age.
No, I feel like maybe it was, like, a little. Like, I think she was still at least in her 40, but, like.
Yeah.
Somewhere in, like, the mid-30s, early 40s. But, I mean, we were a year younger last year, so, you know. Like,
That's true. But we reached out to her, and, you know, we were new to the area at the time.
Like, new.
And we were just kind of, like, you know, looking for people to connect with. And we had a significant amount of success in our last state.
Right.
Doing content, which is what, you know, allowed us to essentially move to this state. And we had a nice little crew of people. So we were really trying to, like, kind of create our community here.
Yeah, like, make our own little, like, content crew.
And which is still proving so
difficult.
But,
so difficult.
So we reached out to her, and she was one of the first ones who was, like, immediately just like, yep, let's do it.
Where yet?
And she was like, well, I'll be out there. And I was like, awesome. And she gave us a date, and I just didn't hear from her. And then all of a sudden, like, the day before, she's like, hey, I'm headed that way. I'm like, oh, she's amount of times that we have, like, scheduled something with somebody.
Right.
And they've just bailed.
Right. Like we, like you said, we don't try to, like, plan anything out more than 4 or 5 days. Like, that's pushing it.
Because people bail. And
this one was, like, we planned it, like, almost, like, a week out, right? Like, if not more. Right. And we were just, like, communicating, like, you know, kind of, like, going through boundaries, whatever. And then it was just, like, cool. Like, everybody was, like, in agreement. And then just, like, zero communication. So
anytime that happens, it's just usually, like, yeah, it's probably not going to go. But we always prepare regardless.
Right.
Because at the very least, it's a chance to clean our home.
Right.
Which, you know, we need as many chances to do that as possible.
Yeah.
So we cleaned and got ready regardless. And then she messages us and says, hey, I am in the area, about to leave, but my period started.
She was like, so, like, if you want to reschedule, I'm totally down.
If, like, not, whatever. And we're like, I mean, you're here. We might as well meet you.
Because, like, she drove a couple hours. Like,
yeah.
She, you know, it wasn't like she was already local. I mean, she was local for other reasons. But, like, you know, she wasn't normally where we're at. So.
But that automatically threw, like, a kink in it. Because confidence-wise in a threesome, like,
right.
If I can't go down on the other woman and it's just solely based on your pussy. You know right. what I mean? Like, you're the center of attention, pussy-wise. Right. You don't typically like that very much.
Right.
You like to have more of the aggressive, or just to be able to come with me and, you know, eat pussy
right.
or be, I don't know, like, to be able to mix it up. So
all that, and it's like, yes, all the people on my pages have already seen mine. So it's like they like to either see me with another woman or have another woman, like,
yeah, so,
with me. Well, so.
And that's what we did. We were able still. She was so, well, first off, okay, so she finally comes. She shows up because we're like, yeah, let's just meet you anyways. And she shows up and she walks up to the door and she's wearing a shirt that says right across the front of it, cum slut.
And we're like, oh boy.
And I'm just like, that immediately just, like, threw me into this, like, weird anxiety cycle.
Well, because, again, we are brand new.
Like,
trying to be friends with our neighbors.
Trying to get to know everybody.
And then, you know, she's walking into our house.
The first people that we've, like, had over. I mean, like, I think we'd had, like, one other, like, set of, like, family over. So it was, like, we didn't, like, know anybody in the area. So, of course, everybody's going to be like, who do they have over?
And I know you're thinking, like, oh, like, anybody's paying attention. No, like, we're in a small. Trust me, like.
They're paying attention.
So, immediately I'm off guard, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, 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 come in, you know?
Come.
And I'm just like, I've lost words. I don't know how to, like.
Communicate.
Start a conversation. And then I take a hit of my vape pen.
Right.
And I think maybe it was a new one, or I just took too big of a hit. But that paired with my anxiety.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh my God, like, this is not fun right now.
Right.
You know? And then essentially with that happening, like, because there's not many instances where, like, I'm out because of, like,
something.
You know what I mean?
And I remember we got an email from, like, our kids' school, too. They were, like, on a field trip and something had happened, and not part of, like, the grand scheme of things, but, like, again, my anxiety spiked because I'm like, I mean, they say everything's okay, but you just never know.
Like, yeah, that's true. So, I remember that. There's all kinds of...
It was, like, just everything kind of was, like, going against us as far as...
So it was already awkward, but I tried my best to push forward, and she was very sweet. And
yes.
She was... we took pictures with her and stuff, and I feel like we missed out on maybe, like, a boundary talk or something.
Okay.
Or I just didn't feel like I was comfortable, like, knowing what I was able to do with her. You know what I mean?
Like, right, like, because she came as a solo female. There was no, like,
right,
male attached, and so...
I'm fine with the unicorn. You told me right. That I'm, like, good to go. Right. I will treat you like gold. And I'll... I'm a no-limit soldier.
Yeah.
You know? So, there was a weird vibe in the fact that I couldn't, you know, her pussy was out of commission, I think, kind of threw me off, too.
Right. So
I didn't know what to do. And... I don't know. There was something weird, but she was still professional. She pushed through, and we did a photo shoot thing. We explained it to her, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm down." And I remember you guys picked out your characters. As you know, one had to be the blonde, one had to be the brunette, and then
right.
We basically posed it, and I was able to take the picture, and it was like her eating you out, and
right.
We got some really good pictures of, like, her eyes looking up at the camera, yes, and eating your pussy that. And stuff. We have that whole pay-per-view video still. It's not a bad pay-per-view video.
I mean, there's...
And then she takes over the camera mm-hmm. in the middle and starts filming me fucking you.
Right.
And then at one point she just jumps in and starts sucking my cock.
Oh, yeah? I don't remember that.
Yeah, she deep-throated my cock. And then she was like, hey, why don't you come on? Both of us, both of our faces.
That's right.
And I busted all over both of your faces.
Yep.
All right. So we have to interject on this podcast because we forgot a key part of the story.
Yes.
Which was when we decided before we started filming, she went to go get her wardrobe.
Yeah, her bag out in the car.
Right. And she was parked in our driveway. And we didn't realize the back of her car was kind of set up more like a closet than it was right. like anything else. So as we walk out, and mind you, she's wearing her cum slut right. shirts. As we walk out front, our neighbor is walking his dog. And of course, she sees the dog and pets it.
And she was like, oh my gosh, I want to pet the dog. And we were like, oh no.
So she's petting our neighbor's dog wearing a cum slut outfit and then goes and opens up the back of her vehicle.
Right.
Which then displayed all of her BDSM wear.
Yes.
Just for the world to see.
Yep.
So, mind you, she was so confident. Like, props to her.
Did not care, but we were like...
I will be like that one day.
I know, but it was one of those things we were like...
At the time...
Oh. My
horrifying
gosh.
And especially with our anxiety that we had
right and we were trying to get that guy out
so and, fast.
Like, away from us as soon as possible.
We have not spoken to him since.
We have not, no.
And then she got cleaned up and was like, hey, I'm going to go get lunch. But we didn't know. This is where I start to feel bad, right? Because, right. like, it was just, it was a whole awkward mess for us. Like, we just were, there was so much going on
right.
for us at that time.
I was anxious to get to the school to see.
You were anxious in general. This was, yes. like, during peak anxiety for right. you, too.
Yes.
And for me to have that peak, too, and this is right around this time is when I realized there was an issue. Because I'd never had anxiety like that.
Right.
And this is really what
prompted
maybe
you.
Prompted us to even start talking about all of this shit right here.
Right.
But she asked us to go out to lunch with her, and you were like, I don't think we can go, because, like, how long is it going to take?
Right.
You know what I mean? And then we also didn't know she had any shirt other than cum slut.
Right.
Which was, I think, your main contention.
Could be.
And
I don't...
It was. Okay. But you were like, we got to figure out another excuse. And I was like, I don't mind going. And you were like, I just feel uncomfortable going. I was like, I feel bad not going. But, like, I get it because we don't know.
Like, we don't want to have to, like, bail halfway through a meal and be like, sorry, we got to go get our kids. But, like.
And she probably would have understood because she had a kid, too. But, like, I don't know. If she's listening to this, just know that, like, that was our bad. Like,
yeah. We've been.
You're probably like, that's the most awkward fucking collab I've ever had in my life.
But no, like we still talk about it because we're like, we felt bad, like, you know, just not realizing like that it was like our anxiety was just limiting us for having fun and like.
To be fair, I do think that we were a little bit of a mismatch because I think she's a slight bit more aggressive on the BDSM scale.
Oh, okay.
I think she likes it a little more rough than what I usually like to dish out.
Okay.
Not that I can't give it rough, ladies. If I've got to give it rough, I'll give it rough.
But you got to let them know.
Well, you know, I like to put it in slow. I like to see my thing work, you know? I like to put on a good show. And then, you know, I can jackhammer when need be. But
oh, my goodness.
Listen, ladies. I think the best way for me to show you what I'm talking about is just to... Why don't you go ahead? No, I'm just kidding.
Jeez.
All right. Well, let's. I think that ends our conversation.
Yeah, this one's on that a little bit story. Shorter.
It's a little shorter, but it's short but sweet and awkward.
It was very awkward, but you know.
If you want to see us push through the awkward, you can reach out to us on OF. Just send us a message. Say, hey, let's see that photo shoot that you did with. With that creator that you talked about on the podcast.
Or you could say the one that you guys didn't go out to lunch with in case
we talk
about multiple ones or whatever.
We're not going to say her name just because we don't want to put her on blast. But
right.
If she does want to reach out to us, she hears this by some off chance, which I doubt she will.
I doubt it. But.
Then, you know, we're sorry. And you're welcome to come on the podcast too. We'll totally talk it out and you can hear we can hear your side of our awkward story. We will just sit here, grin, and bear it as you tell us how awkward we were.
Right.
But
because it was awkward.
It was awkward, and we're sorry.
Yep.
Until next time, we'll catch you guys.
Later. Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, But we will find you, and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at Awkward XX.
Common Confidential. You know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump. You know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And, I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.